Hare Krishna, please have your seats, and there's still a lot of room up front, so you can move up front. There will be some room for the bodies at the back. Please. So, we'd like to welcome our long-awaited guest, His Holiness Bhakti Chara Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Chara Maharaj, ki! 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 Maharaj came all the way from Melbourne to visit us for a few days, and he will stay with us till Saturday. So every morning at 6:30 a.m., Maharaj will be giving morning classes between 6:30 and 7:30 a.m. and every night till Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Bhajans for Kirtan like tonight. Every night. So please, so enjoy Maharaj, and we'll go for 1 hour, and at 8:30 we'll serve prasadam here at the temple room.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The impression was given that this evening only the Bengali devotees will come and I'll give a class in Bengali. But then when it was felt that no, not only the Bengalis, many non-Bengalis also would come, so we decided that the class should be in English. Now I'm sure in Australia everyone speaks English, whether he's a Bengali or Australian. And but still we thought that we must do something to compensate for the Bengalis. So we thought of singing a Bengali song in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the song copies have been given out. Did all of you get? How many of you did not get? Oh, okay. And how many copies do we still have? In that case, maybe we have to share. Maybe the Bengalis can give out, sacrifice their copies. Because since it is in Bengali, it won't be difficult for them to follow. This song has been written by one of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very, very intimate associates. His name was Basu Ghosh. Basu Ghosh was a brilliant musician, he was a poet. A pure devotee is endowed with all the divine qualities. So Basu Ghosh was naturally endowed with all those qualities, being a pure devotee. And he wrote many songs describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and all are equally brilliant. So this one that we are going to sing today goes like, Gora guno gao shuni, bohu punno phale, shopohu milalo, premo porosho moni, akhilo jiber eshoko shagor, noyono nimeshe shoshe, oi premo lesh porosho napele, porano jurabe kishe, Oruno noyone, boruno aloy, korunai nirikhane, modhuro alape, akhare akhare, shudhadhara borishane, preme dhalo dhalo, pulake puralo, apado mastako tonu, basudevo kahe, shato dhara bohe, Shumeru Shinchito Jonu. Isn't it a beautiful poetry? Gora guno gao shuni. Please sing the glory of Sri Gauranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bohu punna phale shopohu milalu. We have found this most wonderful master, Lord and Master, due to our heaps of pious activities. Bohu punna phale shopohu milalu, who is the touchstone of Krishna Prem. Whoever he touches, whoever comes in his contact, he immediately receives Krishna Prem. Prema Parashmani. Just like by the touch of Parashmani, any base metal becomes gold, just by coming in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Krishna consciousness movement, one becomes a pure devotee of Krishna. That is the touchstone of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Premo parosho mone. Akhilo jiber eshoko shagor, noyono nimeshe shoshe. Just by a momentary glance, he dries out the ocean of sufferings of all living entities. In this material nature, we all are submerged in an ocean of suffering. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just his moment, by his momentary glance, noyono nimeshe, just a momentary, fraction of a moment's glance, he dries out that ocean of suffering, ocean of sorrows. Pratapana Prabhu ki. Hare Krishna. Akhilo jiber eshoko shagor, noyono nimeshe shoshe, oi premo lesh porosho napele, porano jurabe kishe. If I do not get the touch of that love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then how will my heart ever be satisfied? Oruno noyone, boruno aloy, korunai nirikhane. His eyes have been compared to the rising sun. Due to the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, his eyes are red. And incessant tears are flowing from those eyes. Therefore, those eyes have been compared to the abode of Varuna, the god, the demigod who controls water. Oruno noyone, boruno alaye, korunai nirikhane. Very mercifully, he is glancing at everyone. He is looking at everyone. মধুরো আলাপে আখরে আখরে সুধাধারা বরিশনে, and the sweet, sweet words that are coming out of his mouth, the way he is talking to his associate, it seems that nectar is flowing, nectar is being showered upon everyone just by his very sweet words. These sweet words are showering nectar. প্রেমে ঢল ঢল পুলকে পুরল আপাদ মস্তকুতনু, ডিউ টু কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, ডিউ টু বিকামিং অ্যাবজর্বড ইন কৃষ্ণ প্রেম, ফ্রম হেড টু টো হিজ এন্টায়ার বডি ইজ কমপ্লিটলি স্যাচুরেটেড উইথ দ্যাট প্রেম, অ্যান্ড ডিউ টু দ্যাট হি ক্যানট রিয়েলি কন্টেইন হিমসেলফ. He is faltering, his steps are wobbling, as if due to becoming saturated in Krishna prem, he cannot contain himself. Vasudeva kahe shato dhara bahe sumeru sinchito jano, and when tears are flowing incessantly from his eyes, it seems as if the Sumeru mountain, the golden mountain Sumeru, has become inundated by hundreds of streams of the Ganges. So should you all sing it now together? How many of you are going to sing with me? Thank you. And how many of you still do not have at least a song copy to share with? Now everybody has access. Oh, you don't have. Okay. Huh? So you are a Bengali?
Yes.
Okay, good. Bengalis are very expert in making sacrifices. Skip one beat to be in tune with the player, with the mridanga player. So mind that. Gora guna gao shuni, and you start, just skip one beat. Gora guna gao shuni. Once again. Gora guna gao. almost got it.
Gora guna gao lakshmi.
Bohu punna phale shobohu milalo premo paro shobhi. Bohu punna phale shobohu milalo. Gora guna gao lakshmi. Gora guna gao once again.
Gora guna gao. Gora guna gao. Akhilo jibe eshoko shano nayonani meshishu. Akhilo jibe eshoko shano nayonani meshishu. Akhilo jibe eshoko shano nayonani.
Oh,
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharishati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Rishatari. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, this song that I just sang is, as I mentioned earlier, is describing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The most wonderful spiritual gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The most munificent appearance of the Lord. I presume all of you here know who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there anyone who doesn't know who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is? I was actually thinking maybe we should give a chair to Pratapana Prabhu. Pratapana Prabhu is a very senior devotee, and he, today I was remembering while I was coming here that in the early 80s Australia was booming in Krishna, with Krishna consciousness, and Pratapana Prabhu was the one of the leaders of ISKCON movement at that time.
Is it still booming, Maharaj?
Huh?
Is it still booming?
Yes, it is booming. But you don't know how it was in early 80s. You were somewhere else at that time. Those days there were very few Indians and all chiefs. Do you know that American expression? The Indians and the chiefs? The Indian leaders are called chiefs. Then those Indians are red Indians, American Indians. It's very nice that there are so many Indians coming to the movement now. Srila Prabhupada those days used to lament, everyone is coming but the Indians are not coming. And a few of us Indians who joined at that time therefore received the abundant mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Just because we are Indians. And often I wonder how happy Srila Prabhupada would be to see all of you. Of course, Krishna consciousness movement is for all. It's for all living entities. But the Indians have a little advantage. That just by birth they came, naturally came close to Krishna consciousness, came close to Vedic culture. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Indians a very important responsibility. Bharat bhumite hoilo manushya janma jar, janma sartha kori kara paro upokar. Those who are born in the land of India, they must fulfill, they must make their life successful by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So it is actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrangement that he brought you all to Australia. Why did you come to Australia? Huh? Make money. But there will be a time when you will become tired of making. You will see that money cannot buy everything. Then what will you do? I'm sure you already have realized that. When you came to Australia, you came with so much expectation. Now your life has become perfect. You thought that now your life will become perfect. And but when you come here, then you see the same material nature, full of misery. Dukkhalayama shashvatam. Here also there is birth, death, old age and disease. So it's a matter of realizing that fact, that wherever we go in this material nature, there will be nothing but suffering. That's the condition of this material nature. Wherever we go, what to speak of Europe or America or Australia, even if you go to heavenly planets, there also you'll find the same suffering. Maybe there are little more facilities for enjoyment, little more facilities for enjoyment, but there also there is suffering. And the thing is, the more the degree of enjoyment, the more the degree of suffering. To the extent you enjoy, to that extent you'll suffer. So that is the condition of this material nature. Actually, Maya is trying to teach us a very important lesson. What is she trying to teach us? She is trying to teach us that here in this material nature, you'll never get anything besides suffering. When the suffering is reduced to some extent, you consider it to be happiness. What is actually happiness? Happiness is cessation of pain, reduction of suffering. When the suffering is reduced, then we feel we are happy. But suffering is reduced not permanently. There is no total removal or total cessation of pain. Atyantik dukkha nivritti. The total, complete cessation of pain is not possible. In this material nature, they come and go. Suffering and pain rotate like day and night. Whether you like it or not, suffering will come. No matter how hard you try to enjoy, no matter how hard you try to eradicate, the suffering will come on its own. And enjoyment also will come. They'll come and go. But actually what we want to do is to remove the suffering condition or free ourselves from the suffering condition forever. Total eradication of suffering. That is what we want. But the thing is, in the material nature it will never happen. On the other hand, the more we endeavor to enjoy, the more we'll end up suffering. Now, we don't want to suffer, we want to enjoy. Now, is it possible to enjoy uninterrupted enjoyment? Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But not in this material nature. Just as running after a mirage, you will never be able to quench your thirst. Similarly, endeavoring for enjoyment in this material nature will never be able to satisfy our hearts. By the way, I suggested that we give a chair to Pratapanaprabhu. please bring it
now.
Whether he wants it or not. So that is what we must understand. What we actually want is not going to be available in the material nature, because material nature is like a mirage. Mirage means it appears to be something that is not. Mirage, what impression does mirage give? Mirage gives the impression of water. In the desert, in Australia there are many deserts, and I'm fine. Please shut up, man.
Everybody can see.
So that everybody can see. Yeah, right. Everybody need to see. That's up to everybody else to decide. What does everybody want? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Maybe I should give you a hug.
These are the wonderful assistants of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to America at the age of 70, all by himself. He didn't know where he was going to go. He didn't know what he was going to do. But he went because the spiritual master ordered him to go to the West. So he had an incredible mission to accomplish. It was not only incredible, it was an impossible mission to accomplish. But Prabhupada had implicit faith in the words of his spiritual master, had the implicit faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this movement would spread in every town and village. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada had that implicit faith that the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not going to go in vain. It will happen. And therefore, at the age of 70, Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan. And undergoing so many difficulties, he arrived in America. And there, single-handedly, he started the movement. Under so many difficulties, under so many trials and tribulations. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan began to unfold. Some young American boys and girls came forward to help him. They made all the arrangements. When Prabhupada didn't have any place to stay, he was practically on the street. The only place that he had, he was staying with a young boy. And that boy became
he was a drug addict, and but by Srila Prabhupada's influence, he gave it up. But then he went back to his bad habits again. And one day when he was tripping on LSD, he chased Prabhupada out of that place. And Prabhupada was on the street. And then some of his acquaintances just made the arrangement for Srila Prabhupada. And one of them is whom you all know very well, is His Holiness Mukunda Maharaj. He played a very, very significant role in Srila Prabhupada's establishing Krishna consciousness in the West. And they rented a small storefront for Srila Prabhupada in the 22nd Avenue, New York, Lower East Side. And there Srila Prabhupada started his movement. And then what happened is a history. Not only history, it will be written on the book of history of this world with golden letters. What Srila Prabhupada has achieved. And in this achievement, these young boys and girls played an amazing role. An inconceivably wonderful role. These young boys and girls who had no contact, no connection whatsoever with Vedic culture, who had no understanding of the spiritual reality. These young boys and girls came forward to assist Srila Prabhupada. First it started in America, then it started to spread all over the world. From America to England, to Europe, to Australia, to New Zealand. And these young boys and girls were in their early youth. But they became attracted by Srila Prabhupada. So much so that they gave up everything. They gave up everything and embraced a culture which was absolutely foreign to them. They shaved up, they dressed up like Vaishnavas in dhotis and kurtas or saris, decorated their bodies with tilak and kanchi mala, and they started to push Srila Prabhupada's movement forward. And as a result of that, an amazing thing happened all over the world. Krishna consciousness movement started to spread like a wildfire. Literally there was a Hare Krishna explosion. And that's why I was saying, devotees like Pratapana Prabhu, who came forward, helped Srila Prabhupada to spread this movement, sacrificed practically everything. They are not ordinary living entities. They are very, very special devotees. They are very, very intimate associates of Srila Prabhupada. And they are very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We must recognize their contribution and we must remain eternally grateful to them. Why this movement spread in this way, in this country? How did it happen? Because of the incessant hard work of devotees like Prabhupada. And this is the wonderful family of Hare Krishna. This is the wonderful family that Srila Prabhupada created. The family of ISKCON. Here we all are related to each other. But that relationship will be established when we recognize each other. If we don't recognize each other, how can we relate to each other? Therefore, the first consideration is that we have to recognize each other. And how do we recognize each other? We recognize each other from the contribution that they have made to spread this movement. We recognize each other due to their commitment to this movement. We recognize each other due to our love for Srila Prabhupada. This is how we are going to establish the family of Hare Krishna or the family of ISKCON all over the world. And won't it be wonderful when Indians, Australians, Americans, Russians, Chinese, Japanese, Polish, Africans, we all get together and become one family. One family with Srila Prabhupada in the center. One family with Krishna in the center. And then this world will become the most wonderful place to live. Then this world will become the Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky, where everybody will be completely absorbed in serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Everybody will be pushing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement forward for the benefit of everybody. Not only the human beings, but every single living entity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how this movement is for everyone. Not only for the human beings, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how this movement is even for the animals. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Vrindavan through the forest of Jharikhanda, he was just alone with one associate, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the wild animals of the forest came around him and they started to dance. What does it signify? Or is it a fairy tale? Just some concocted story? Is it true or false? It is true. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates had no reason to lie. What was the need to lie? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme powerful personality. He is the supreme controller. He is the source of all living entities. He is the super soul of all living entities. So he can make even the animals become Krishna conscious. The animals started to dance in ecstasy. What kind of animals? Tigers, lions, elephants, wolves, jackals, snakes. All these animals started to dance in ecstasy. And why should it be impossible? This Hare Krishna Mahamantra can penetrate through our material covering and touch the spirit soul. And when the spirit soul is touched by this love for the Lord, then he is not confined to the material covering of his gross and subtle bodies. Then he starts to function in his spiritual identity on the spiritual plane. And that is the perfection of a living entity's existence. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated that how this movement is meant even for the animals. During his discussion with Srila Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the Acharya of the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the holy name, and he made Haridas Thakur the Acharya. He is the exponent of the holy name. And through this discussion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is meant to deliver not only the human beings, not only the animals, not only the insects, even the trees and plants. So in this way, through their discussion, it has been Haridas Thakur established that this movement, this process of delivering the living entities from the material condition by chanting the holy name is not only for a group of people. It is for all the living, all the human beings. It's not only for the human beings, it's also for the animals, birds, reptiles. Then finally Mahaprabhu asked, but what about the trees and plants? What about the trees and plants? Haridas Thakur explained that just by hearing the holy name, the animals and sub-human species will become delivered. Just by hearing. Therefore, we must chant loudly, so that other living entities can hear. And just by hearing, as the sound vibration enters through their ears, their heart will become purified. Then Mahaprabhu accepted that. He said, but then what about the trees and plants? They won't be able to hear. How they will get delivered? Then Haridas Thakur responded that when people will chant the holy name and there will be an echo, that echo is actually the chanting of the trees and plants. So they are also chanting. When we chant and then we hear the echo, that is the response from the trees and plants. So this is how the holy name is designed to deliver every living entity. And in the Vedic scriptures there is one expression, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The Vasudha means the earth planet. And in the earth planet, in this earth planet, all the living entities are actually related to each other. Kutumba. Kutumba means relatives. Not only relatives. Very intimate relative is called Kutumba. So every living entity in this material nature are relatives to each other. Of each other. And the ISKCON movement is establishing that family all over the world. Now we started we are working, the first business is the human society, human beings. All the human beings will become one family. Then the family will grow. The animals will be included in that family. Then the birds will be included. Then the reptiles will be included. Then the insects and worms will be included. And finally the trees and plants also will be included in this family. And that will be possible through this Krishna consciousness movement, especially the way Srila Prabhupada has designed it. Thank you very much. Now I'll request Pratapana Prabhu to say a few words.
What about the fish, Maharaj? You didn't mention the fish.
Oh, I forgot.
So the fish also will be delivered. We're going to have a big fish tank somewhere out there in the foyer, perhaps.
The sound vibration will reverberate through the water also.
All right. just like to express my gratitude.
Or sometimes we have to go down with the scuba diving.
We'll leave that up to Naresh, he's an expert at scuba diving. I'd just like to say how wonderful it is to have Bhaktichura Maharaj with us and enlightening us in such beautiful sentiments in Krishna consciousness. And I hope everyone can take as much association with the Maharaj while he's here for a few days. And somebody, when we walk in here tonight, they say, wouldn't it be wonderful if at Mongolati tomorrow all the same faces were here? And for Bhagavatam class tomorrow morning, so please, if you would all come at least for the Bhagavatam class tomorrow morning, that would be a very beautiful experience. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
When I was saying a few words, I was hesitating to say it, because a few words, you know, like kind of limits it, and you literally took it.
So, yes, Bhaktichara Maharaj ki.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
And Svatapana Prabhu said, Maharaj will be giving class tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m. for the early birds. On the way to work, you can come and join us for the class, and Maharaj will be giving class tomorrow night as well. And on Friday morning and Friday night, as well as Saturday morning. But who would like to have seen Maharaj again in Sydney? Only a few of you. What about the rest of the room? What I suggest, what we should do now to make sure that Maharaj will come and see us again, if not this year, then next year, and then on the following years, we should buy today Maharaj a ticket for the next visit. Yes, because Maharaj is traveling around the world, as you know, he's very busy. He just started last year, big project in Ujjain, and hopefully tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, Maharaj will show us DVD about his pioneering project, which is a flagship of ISKCON's project, amazing temple with ashrams and prospects for future developments. And Maharaj is very busy traveling, he's going to America. But we'd like to make sure that Maharaj will come again, so we'd like to buy Maharaj a ticket. So for those of you who'd like to help Maharaj with the ticket, you can offer him Maharaj donation or his servant, Chandrasekhar Prabhu, and in this way we'll hopefully...
Not necessary. It's okay.
Maharaj will come again.
I'll come.
Maharaj will come.
I'll come, don't worry.
Okay. Okay. And now we'd like to invite you for the feast. I hope that the devotees are ready with the feast. They would like to sit in the rows, and there's also a room outside, and we'll serve you prasadam. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, yeah. When the animals and the plants see Hare Krishna Mahamantra, do they take human?